Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
What if my teacher is cut off my ear? What the hell happened here? Option 9, tear for tear. What the hell happened here? I'm sure it's not meant, it's just true. What the hell happened here? I'm sure what the hell happened here? I'm sure what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to your favorites, Eye for an Eye podcast. We're coming back to you tonight with our short mini-sode segment,
whoop, whoop.
WTH3.
With your host, Lisa and
Matt.
Matt.
What the hell happened here?
So if you haven't already checked out the first two episodes of WTH3, go take a look-see so you can see what's going on in these episodes. I'm not describing them in the show notes because I feel like that gives it away since they're so short. So go check it out. I think you'll have a lot of thoughts. Or be scratching your head just like we are.
Yeah, I think honestly you'll probably leave as perplexed as we were after hearing these cases because what the hell happened here? And we've got another one tonight like that for you where it's
a
just
a fucking gem of a case.
Yeah, just absolutely confusing, wrong, weird.
And these aren't just going to be, like, dedicated to wrongful arrests. It's also going to be crazy deaths. It's just going to be everything that just literally makes you say the words, what the hell happened here in relation to crime and punishment and everything else.
Right, yeah. Our first couple have been about kind of police discretion and screw-ups. But honestly, what the hell happened here is going to be dedicated to the
just
absolute,
that.
Yeah.
What the hell
type of cases. So let's dive right in. A fucking gem of a fucking guy. Wesley Force of fucking New Bern, North fucking Kakalaki.
I love that word for North Carolina.
North Kakalaki, Carolina.
That's so amazing.
Carolina.
That's what people call North Carolina.
Found out the hard way that free fucking speech is a sham. Fucking sham. When he was put in the slammer for fucking saying the word fuck in public. See what Lisa did there?
Yeah, see what I did in my genius writing? So the situation developed when Force was at AutoZone, which we've all been to get our cars oil changed, tires rotated, the works, which I always feel like I get shamed because I'm a girl and they don't think I know what I'm talking about. So my dad always gives me like a little script to go in with so they don't add on shit that I don't need.
I like your head. I like where it's at.
Yeah, well,
honestly.
Apparently they were trying to pull a fast one on Force too because when he was at AutoZone, he was having an argument with the store manager, presumably about something similar. So police were called to this escalated scene between this man and the manager yelling at each other and told Force to stop swearing because he's like me when he gets a little heated or a little excited, as you guys know from this podcast, swear words start coming out. And I'm big on swear words in that as long as you're not saying, like, fuck you, which he was, but, like, as long as you're not saying it to someone or in a malicious way, say whatever the fuck you want, right? It's us who puts the negative connotation on it. Anywho, he was having an argument, throwing fucks around like it was his job, and when the officers told him to stop swearing, his response, straight up, Matt, was, I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
Which, hey, I'm of the mindset that some people are offended by it, some people are not,
yeah,
so,
course.
You know.
You gotta be respectful, especially to a police officer, but he literally
right.
said, and I quote, I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
Yes, so.
So, as Matt was talking about before the show, never swear at a police officer. It's just not gonna end well.
Yeah, that's one thing that I said before.
Especially if they're telling you to not swear.
Yeah, my first thought when I see cop is best as you can is try to be respectful. Even
yeah.
if they're completely disrespecting you, your best bet is just try to be respectful.
They will win.
Yeah, they have the law on their side at the beginning
literally
of the outset.
Literally, like,
of this.
9 times out of 10, the cop will be the winner of the situation.
Yeah,
so
man.
Best best just sit your ass down and shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, this case is one you can learn from where, like, this guy fucked up. But, yeah. You know, yeah.
It's... Well, it's kind of ironic, though, because the charge ended up not being because he was having a fight with the manager or disrespecting cops. It was literally for swearing. So, let's get into it. He was eventually released without bond when he was taken in. But when he returned for a court date the next month, a judge sentenced him to 10 days in jail, Matt.
Yeah, 10 days in jail.
For saying the word fuck.
Yeah, a couple weeks off of work.
That's just... Because I say fuck all the time, which I know my mom hates. I'm sorry, Mom.
My boss and I say fuck to each other all the time. Like,
same.
And
like,
yeah, I know my mom listens to the podcast, too, so I'm sorry we're swearing a lot on this one. I know you
this
don't like it.
This one's just to be ironic. It's not
It's just ironic. But it literally is so funny to me that this... And you know what it is? There is definitely a difference in Southern culture where politeness is taken into account much more, and I think it's almost to the point that, like, respect... is built in as part of the law. You know, you kind of have to adhere to the law.
Yeah.
And if they tell you to be respectful of police and people that, you know, are ultimately authority figures in some way or another, then, you know, that's what they expect.
Well, where he was living, which is in Newport, North Carolina, they do have a law against public profanity, which is apparently something that it happened so much, I guess they needed to make a law for it. I don't know. But, so basically, Force was sentenced to 10 days in jail, but he was allowed to serve his hard time at home while wearing an electronic monitoring device. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was homebound.
That's just, for saying the word fuck, man, I would be locked up for the rest of my life.
I know.
My mom would be so happy, too. She'd be like, told you so.
If it was 10 days per number of times said fuck...
Oh, man, no, don't even go there. I'd be in jail just from one episode of the
podcast. I'd be fucked, and by therefore saying I'm fucked, I would be fucked again.
Yeah. So he told a reporter when this was in the news, because obviously this made headlines, that he could leave for work, but he had to be home between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. So between this 12-hour working day, so 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. I guess his monitoring device had a time limit on it, which I know people who've had that before. Now, he does want to make known that the charge is not a reflection of his character, and he said he was planning on researching whether that law against public profanity is constitutional, because, of course, we have our amendments that say free speech. First Amendment. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Well, that's how people would interpret it.
Right.
But it's not always the case. It's banned in New Bern under a section called Profanity and Boisterous Conduct. Now, the section does read, it shall be unlawful for any person to use loud and boisterous language so as to become a nuisance or use any form of profanity in decent language or indecent language on the street or in a gathering, audience, or public assembly or in any public place whatsoever. So basically, it's what he did. He swore in an auto parker where people could hear him or he was in the public. Now, a New Bern police spokesperson did say an arrest on that charge is rare. So I guess this cop was feeling kind of...
ticked off at him already.
Ticked off. Daniel Wolf, Matt, also experienced saying some profanity in public, getting her in the slammer, for swearing like a sailor when she was at a grocery store in a grocery store in North Augusta, South Carolina. So... apparently in the Carolinas, you do not want to swear in public.
Yeah, keep your...
someone will get you in trouble and you'll go to jail.
Keep your mouth clean in Carolina.
Yeah, north and south, you're going to get screwed. So according to the incident report, Wolf was grocery shopping and was overheard yelling at her children and telling them to stop squishing the fucking bread and used similar phrases multiple times is what the indecent report says. Now another woman, we're going to call her Miss Smith, was at the store and approached the mother and asked her to stop using that language with their children.
So somebody came up to her
and said...
And now, I don't totally disagree with that woman. I think it's totally right
if
where...
she was correct.
What do you mean?
Wait till we get through the case. And you'll hear. Miss Smith thought she was talking to her children.
Oh,
she
okay.
was not talking to her children.
Okay, see that... Yes, that's a good point. If you are the... Yeah, if you aren't...
And that's apparently why Miss Smith stepped in. You'll hear about it. So, Miss Smith said, please stop using that language with your children. It's offending me. And Wolf told this lady, Miss Smith, that this was not the case, and she was actually telling her husband... was saying that the profanity to her husband, who kept smashing their bread by throwing frozen pizzas on top of it. So she was basically saying, like, get the fuck out of here with that. Like, stop smashing the pizzas. Now, this woman who approached Wolf, we're going to call her Miss Smith, apparently ate one too many bars of soap in her life, reported Wolf to the police for swearing. This led to an arrest for disorderly conduct. Now, instead of, like, North Kakalaki, where it's actually an offense to swear, she just got it for disorderly conduct. Now, Wolf did state, "I didn't harm nobody. I didn't hurt nobody. The lady said she was having a bad day, so because you're having a bad day, you're going to ruin somebody's life." Now, according to North Augusta law, disorderly conduct can occur if a person happens to, quote-unquote, utter while in a state of anger in the presence of another any body, lewd, or obscene words or epithets. So Matt, the South Carolina law, again, uses definition of a misdemeanor by including obscene or profane language on any highway or in any public place or in any gathering or in any hearing distance of a schoolhouse or a church. That's actually in the law.
So that's basically
outside.
Like, yeah.
If anybody other than a rock can hear you,
yeah.
Not the rock, a rock.
If the rock can hear you,
you're doing something wrong.
You should be like, "Yo, what the fuck is good?" Like,
then you go to jail.
Then you go to jail in the Carolinas.
Yeah, so just keep your mouth shut in the Carolinas.
Honestly, you really gotta watch what you say. I mean, and that kind of, I would say, goes for anything.
Yeah, just kind of watch.
Yeah, keep
what
your
P's
and
Q's. Which I have
Q's.
A problem with. I think I have a word vomit problem. Like, I just say things that come to my head.
Yes.
Not realizing. And it's never like, "fuck you, fuck you, fuck you," like, to people.
No.
But it's normally like
something that makes us all feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Guys,
it's all right. I do it too.
I think I have like my synaptic nerves are all fucked up in my head. Anyways.
That's fine.
So,
you know what it is. You're cognizant of it. So.
Yeah. Which is maybe worse because, like, I know it, but I, like, can't control it. Anywho.
The hell with it.
Miss Smith, who is the woman who reported Wolf to the police, later apologized to Wolf over the phone. She explained that she never intended to have Wolf arrested and that she was only trying to be an advocate for the children. She noted hearing Wolf's cursing triggered memories of her abusive childhood. And she said, and I quote, "It took me back to a very hard time and no one stood up for me." She stated, "I apologize for getting into your business." Wolf accepted the apology and offered one of her own. "I can assure you that I will never say that word out in public again. I will never say it to my children, and I will never say it to my husband." So in conclusion, I have no idea how I'm not in swearing jail for life.
Yeah, I think we'd both be guilty of multiple felonies.
And I guess she learned her lesson.
At this point,
no more swearing. I'm not sure about Mr. Auto Parts, but...
You know what? I think it's best in a public situation where there are multiple people and different kinds of people that can hear you. I mean, there might be a nun in the next aisle. There might be a young child.
But, like, that's
in the
like
next
catering
aisle.
To everyone. Like, how is that possible to cater to everyone's
I don't think. Wait, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, a bad practice.
Sorry if you guys can hear the spaceship that is currently flying past.
Yeah, we're being invaded all right now.
This thing.
If we don't make it out of the world of War Z, you know, whatever.
What
it is
that? Called. Like, it's a plane, of course, but, like, what the hell? Not weird.
Yeah.
It's just like a lingering sound. It doesn't sound like it's moving.
Oh, you know what it is? The
what?
Train yard.
Oh, you live by a train yard?
Down there.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, hope this doesn't hear it. Anyways, so that was episode 3 of What the Hell Happened Here, which sometimes I slip up and ironically call it What the Fuck Happened Here, but that's not the name of this podcast. And remember, kids, don't say it anywhere, really try. I try sometimes. I really do, but I think, like I said, I have that... that issue between my brain and my mouth.
Right.
But I try, and I know my mom gets really upset with me, and I do apologize if I've ever offended anyone with my swearing, because it just comes out like secondhand conversation. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, at this point, we're almost conditioned. I do it a lot, too. I just swear
it's
almost...
It's just kind of the society, unfortunately. Although, I'd smack my kids if they fucking... As I'm explaining it, I use the word. I'm horrible.
Literally.
But you know what you guys need to do? Go fucking rate and review.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
We need you to rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah. So that was episode 3. Hope you liked it. Remember, wash your mouth out with soap before you go out in North Carolina, in South Carolina,
yeah.
Or you'll be arrested.
Keep your mouth clean in the Carolinas.
That is perfect name of the show.
That's what we're
doing
in the episode.
Goodbye. See ya.